Some leading scientists in Boston and beyond are calling for a global moratorium on the creation of gene-edited babies. They argue in the journal Nature that the world needs an international forum to consider the wisdom of altering the human gene pool. The proposal comes after a Chinese scientist claimed in November that he engineered the world's first gene-edited babies. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
Feng Zheng is a leading researcher on gene editing, and he was at the Hong Kong conference where that shocking announcement about gene-edited babies was made. When he got back home to the Broad Institute in Cambridge, he debriefed with its founding director, Eric Lander.
We began talking about this is really a very important moral dilemma that we're facing as a society, and it's important not to be gray about it. This is something where we should take a black and white stance.
That stance is endorsed by 18 scientists and ethicists and supported by leaders, including the director of the National Institutes of Health. Zheng says it's quite simple.
We should not use germline editing to create genetically modified babies at this point.
Germline gene editing means changing DNA in sperm or eggs or embryos that can be passed down to future generations. And it has the potential to affect humans as a species. So the scientists are suggesting a pause and the creation of some sort of global framework, a standing body that includes researchers, ethicists, and members of the public to advise countries on germline editing.
We thought a lot about it and said, this is a decision that's got to be made at the level of nations.
Eric Lander, founding director of the Broad Institute.
Do we want a world where countries are doing really adventurous modification of the human genome to, make astronauts who can resist radiation and go into space or have, other kinds of biological properties? I worry that we haven't thought through any of that right now.
Right now, he says, it's not safe anyway.
But the bigger issue is it wise and when might it be wise? So it's really setting up some kind of an appropriate international governance framework to talk about this going forward.
There are efforts already underway by the World Health Organization and National Academies of Science to try to oversee what happens to the human genetic legacy. George Annis is the director of the Center for Health Law, Ethics, and Human Rights at the Boston University School of Public Health.
I think that we're going to need many organizations pulling together on this one because there really is no precedent for this.
So Annis welcomes the proposal in Nature, though he questions the idea of letting individual countries decide an issue that could affect the whole species.
If they think that editing the human genome of embryos to try to make, quote, a better baby or a different baby or a genetically modified baby is wrong, it's wrong for everybody. It's not just wrong for my country or your country.
Is it wrong? The leading scientists who wrote the piece in Nature say that's a question all of humanity needs to consider in the coming years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.